Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's another one of those gray days here in the Northeast. I hope where you are the weather's a lot better than it is here. And we just have to deal with this type of crazy, crazy weather. Boy, it just there's no sun. June and July will go down in the record books, I imagine, as the type of weather that just doesn't help the gardener. I feel real bad for the farmers. They're really having a tough year all over the whole country with the various types of weather. But the Northeast, there's a big farm right down the street from me, and the corn is four, maybe a little bit taller than that, 4 to maybe 5 feet at the most, and they are already making tassels. That corn should be 6 to 7 feet tall, not 4 feet. It's just the weather. So the beautiful, sweet corn that we've been waiting for, the ears are going to be a lot smaller than we've had in the past, and that's strictly due to the weather. Nothing we can do about it. Well, one of the things that we do in the garden is we use tools to till the soil or to plant, and usually after a couple of years, maybe 3 years, the tools fall apart. The handles break because they're wood, they rust, and they don't look very good. There's a new company called Radius Gardens, and they have produced a tool that is very, very unique. This company guarantees their tools for life. So if you break it, you can get a new one. Also, Radius Garden, their tools are designed for you to have the best results without a lot of problems with your hands, with your wrists, with your elbow. They are all designed to make gardening a lot easier. And joining us this morning is Bruce Baker from Radius Tools. He's the president of the company, and they've worked very, very hard in producing tools that last and also help you to enjoy the garden. Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad you were able to join us this morning. People are getting a little bit discouraged with the weather, and it's been cloudy, so I figure maybe we'll get you on and we can talk a little bit about transplanting certain shrubs and perennials in our garden, and that way you could tell our listeners about the types of tools that you have developed for that process.
Well, a lousy year this year could be a good year next year. I think we just have to go with the flow. And one of the things to note about a wet, cool season like this, it's actually raining where I am right now, a lot of the plants will send down very deep roots, and they'll store energy. And you'll notice everything seeds late, everything flowers late. This is the problem that the farmers are having. But for you, it's an opportunity. If you think about it, your plants are probably storing up energy for next year, and they've got those big fleshy roots. Now's a great time to transplant. You know, often you can only transplant in the spring and in the fall, And you might as well take advantage when the soil is a little bit damp and when it's cool out, you're going to have a much greater success. So, yeah, we do make tools that are perfect for transplanting. And another thing that happens at this time of the year, and it's something to watch for, is you're going to have this big crop of the types of weeds that drop the really deep roots. I don't know what you have in your area, but we have a lot of Queen Anne's lace and chicory and burdock, and all those kinds of plants are very difficult to remove from the ground unless you have the proper tool. And one of the tools I'd like to emphasize today is our Pro Weeder, which is the only tool I know that really can get all the way down to the very tip of the root, which has to be removed, or else you're basically leaving behind a seed for next year. So take advantage of the wet weather and go after those weeds before they've gone to seed, and get them out of the ground.
Yeah, you're right. Plants like thistle that are in your lawn, a lot of people think, well, I'll just take this little hand weeder and I'll cut it a couple of inches below the ground. And what they don't realize is, yeah, they did remove the top growth for this year, but you've left the entire root system still in there. And next year is going to be even better and thicker and fuller, so that you're really going to have a problem.
Now, yeah, once they grow back from those little root tips that you leave in the ground, often what'll happen is you'll get two new shoots instead of one, and then they become even more difficult to remove in the future. So take advantage of it. We actually put together a set of we call it the Super Pro set, which is really kind of designed for the work you do at this time of the year, the transplanting and weeding. And we, just for this weekend only, we've given it a very special Paul Parent discount, and you can find it on our website at radiusgarden.com. I'd highly recommend it's an opportunity to buy basically a set of three lifetime tools for the price of really a little bit less than two.
Now that you said that, lifetime, tell our listeners about your tools. I know when you go to the hardware store or the garden center, you buy a rake or a shovel. After 3 or 4 years, the wood rots, or it slowly falls apart, dries out, and the shovel's no good. Your tools are very, very unique.
We make our tools. We use hardened stainless steel for the blades. And what that does is it prevents rust, and it the surface will stay very smooth and very sharp for as long as you have the tool. And so that's one thing. The rust that you'll get on your standard tools is gonna slow down the digging. It creates friction. And then inside the shaft of our tool, which is kind of a smooth resin feeling on the outside, but on the inside there's actually a continuation of the steel all the way up to the handle. So it would take a tremendous, I won't say you can't break or bend metal, but we don't think gardeners can do it, so we do guarantee our tools for life. And, you know, occasionally one will come back, but it's a pretty rare occurrence. And my thought is that since it only costs a tiny bit more to buy a really high-quality tool that you can use for the rest of your life, that's the way we wanted to approach building our own tools. So, yes, we stand completely behind them, and we make it very easy for people. If anybody ever has a problem, all they have to do is contact us, and we take care of it usually the same day.
Wow. Now, tell us about some of your handles. You do have regular stick-type handles, but then you've got some tools, digging shovels and things, that the handle is a circle rather than in the shape of a D for a D-handle tool. Why is your handle round rather than D-shaped?
Well, it's because we designed the handles to match the shape and function of the human body. And it sounds like it makes a lot of sense, but actually it's taken thousands of years of very unergonomic tool manufacture before anybody really had this idea. You know, your wrist is probably the weakest spot in your whole body, and part of what makes it weak is that you have a bundle of tendons that run through a tunnel. It's called the carpal tunnel, And whenever you bend your wrist or extend your wrist or move it in any direction, you're compressing those tendons. And the more you bend it, the more you compress it. And if you compress it significantly, as you would have to do holding the handle of a traditional tool, and then you start gardening with it, what you're doing is you're giving yourself a series of impacts. Because gardening, if you think about it, digging is very high impact. You have to slam into the earth and move it. And so all we've done really is to design the handle in such a way so that when you hold it, you'll be protecting your wrist. You'll be holding it in the neutral position, which is really the position that you would make a fist, sort of a punching position. And it turns out that's the safest for your wrist. And doing it that way, we discovered not only takes the stress off your wrist, but a lot of people who do a tremendous amount of work in the garden with traditional tools will find that they'll get tendonitis in and around their elbow, and that can be a real problem. All the kinds of things that you can do to yourself when you're gardening they sort of add up. I say they're cumulative, and the more often you give yourself small injuries, the more likely you are to have a large problem as you get older. So we just took a look at it. The research was all out there, and we followed the research, and we came up with tools that conform to the human body rather than forcing the human body to conform to the tool.
Yeah, it's really unique. I mean, for Mass General Hospital, the biggest hospital in Boston and world-renowned, for them to sell your tools in their gift shop says something. The website, one more time, Bruce.
It's radiusgarden.com, R-A-D-I-U-S, garden, all one word, .com. And look for the Paul Parent special.
20% off, folks. Thank you so much, Bruce.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control, available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website, www.radiusgardentools.com, for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertilome. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertilome Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, "I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does." Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, "My daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea." And David from Tennessee writes, "My wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too." And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, "This stuff really works." No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. www.thebestofbeef.com, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us, and we love you.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Good morning. Don't get discouraged. It's going to get better. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Gloria on the line calling about a privet hedge.
Gloria, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. What's happening?
Good morning. Thank you, Paul. I have a privet hedge that I want to know, is it too late in the season to top it and to prune it? And if it's not too late, and if I do that, will it make it thicker at the bottom? It seems to be sparse at the bottom and more leaves, and it's flowering, of course, now at the top. What should I do?
How tall is it, Gloria?
I'd say probably five feet, maybe six.
Okay. This time of the year, if you were to take a foot off, what would happen is you'd be removing most of the leaves. And the leaf is the factory that makes the energy for the plant. So if you want to give it a light trim to control the height and to give it a nice formal shape, that's okay. In the spring, in March or early April, before the new growth appears, you could take that hedge that's 5 feet tall and cut it to 3 feet. Just whack it right back. That would encourage a lot of new growth to develop from the base. Right now, most of your plants are all done making new growth for this year. They make that new growth when spring gets here, all kinds of new growth, leaves, flowers, and right now they're making energy for winter, for the fall. They're making flower buds and things like that. So there's not going to be a lot of new growth. It's, you also have to say to yourself, you know, August is this week. You know, by the end of this week, we're going to be into August. So I would trim it up to make it look nice. But if you really want it to be thicker at the base, a March or April pruning and a good feeding would help a great deal. So get yourself some plant tone fertilizer, feed it now, and that may wake up some of the buds, but it will help to make new buds for next season. But the best time is in the spring before the foliage appears, because you've removed a good portion of the plant. There are emergency buds or backup buds that are there in case something like this happens in nature. And those buds will wake up and even almost at the ground level. So for now, shape it up, make it look pretty, but a major pruning should be done in the spring. Thank you, Gloria. Enjoy your hedge. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Dick on the line calling about climbing roses.
Dick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Yeah, good morning, Paul.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How can we help? Yes, how can we help you this morning, Dick?
My climbing roses, I've put the bloom, the systemic stuff on them, and to get rid of the fallen leaves. And, like, my roses are almost 8 foot long, and there's no buds. I don't know if it's shady area or it's, just something's wrong. It's not making any flowers. Am I pruning it wrong?
Okay. What I want you to do, Dick, is go outside today, and where the plant is coming out of the ground, I want you to dig a little bit with your hands, and you should find a swollen area about the size of your fist in that shape. The new growth should be coming off of that swollen area because climbing roses are grafted, okay? So find this swollen area. If there are any branches that have developed below the graft, those are suckers, and it's the root system trying to take over. So anything below the graft, cut them right out, remove them, and get them out of there. Now, the next thing I want you to do, and this sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, it really works. About 6 or 7 years ago, I was watching HGTV. They were in Shreveport, Louisiana, where the headquarters for the rose growers. And what they did for climbing roses, instead of growing them straight up, they grew them up and they twisted it so that the rose was like the letter S. They would bend it to the right, curl it, bend it to the left like a zigzag. Roses that are grown that way on the trellis bloom twice as many roses. So shape them to grow like a letter S, and they'll bloom more.
If you're a regular listener, you know I've been talking about Organica products for years. I love their approach to gardening. Organica products improve the soil vitality. This summer, garden from the ground up and give your plants the Organica advantage. Utilize Organica Flower Booster to liven up your annuals and perennials. Is your lawn looking a little washed out from all the rain? Utilize Organica Biomatrix to simultaneously wake up your plants and your soil. Remember, if you want to go organic, you need to feed the soil Organica. The wet weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Good morning. If we can help you with your garden, if we can help to give you a little bit of life in your garden and try not to make you as discouraged as we all are this year, here's a phone number to call, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And we'll work together to solve all of your gardening problems, okay? Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up we have Ellen on the line who's got a few questions for you.
Okay, Ellen, good morning. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Good morning. It's so nice. Your good assistant helped me with one problem about my deck being so super wet. And
yes.
He said to buy wet and forget.
Yes.
Yes. My Paul, my deck and my furniture is just green and horrible. My deck is 9 by 12. The only thing you didn't tell me is how much of this do I put on it and what do I do?
They have different sizes. Now, this is a very unique product. Wet and Forget was developed
in New Zealand by the New Zealand government to treat their buildings. They have more humidity than we do here.
Oh, wow.
And,
not this year.
Yeah. And what you do is you mix this with water. You put it in a pump sprayer, and you spray it on any surface. I mean, it works on plastic, on aluminum siding, on wood. You can put it on concrete, asphalt. You can put it on patio furniture and even on canvas.
Really?
And it gets its name, wet and forget, because you wet it and then you just forget it. And it will clean itself within a two-week period. I personally tried it at my son's house in Florida. I was amazed. In 2 weeks, the green was totally, totally gone.
Oh, well, and thank you, Jared, for helping me out with that. I have a few questions. I have some good news for this bad weather. I have a bad cold, which I just can't believe this cold won't go away. But the Japanese maple that I have is just beautiful, and it's just growing so well. The thing that I'm concerned about is, should I have it trimmed, and when? It's one of the few things that is doing extraordinarily well this year.
Well, I wouldn't do any trimming on it now, Ellen,
okay.
Because Japanese maples, if we have a rough winter,
okay.
And a rough winter is not a winter with a lot of snow. A rough winter is very little snow cover, a lot of wind, and a lot of sunshine.
Yeah.
And what happens is when we have a winter like that, you get a little bit of dieback. So if you're going to do some pruning, wait until next spring. Let's see what the tree looks like, and then you can shape it. But that wouldn't be done until March or April next year. Now, you can tell the difference between healthy branches on a Japanese maple and ones that had some winter damage. The healthy branches, bark is going to be shiny, smooth, and red in color.
Oh, yes.
If it's browned or looks kind of like the color of a paper bag.
Yeah, I have a little of that.
That is dieback. But you don't want to do any pruning now. Wait until next spring.
All right. I don't know why this. I guess I'm older than you, I believe. I always just think that if something you plant likes where it is, it does very well.
Yeah. I mean, if it's growing good and it's healthy, then just leave it alone. And, I mean, I have some plants that are growing fast. And in the spring is when I prune them back. I planted, for example, a dwarf lilac.
Yes.
And, you know, when people say dwarf, they think this is going to stay really small.
Right.
And in the lilac family, the dwarf lilac is small, but it will get up to be about 6 foot.
Okay.
Still is a dwarf. And I apparently did not give him enough room originally. And
uh-oh.
The end result is it's too big in my garden. So
okay.
In the spring.
I'm on Cape Cod, and I met you, I believe, like 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You spoke down here one time, and I met you.
Okay.
Listen to
well,
you.
Well,
anyway.
Thank you.
And it was so good. I've been waiting. I just couldn't wait to get on. Now, the bad news about this, that's the good news. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous tree. But it's. I have to make a choice, and my Japanese maple is going to be my choice. It's so beautiful. But I have an old oak tree that it's going to be competing with. Is there any way to get rid of that?
Well, I mean, if you can cut some of the lower branches to let more sunlight in, that way you could probably keep both of them. But it is difficult to grow the maples. If you have a red leaf maple, for example,
and it's
near the oak,
yes,
and it's getting a lot of shade, what will slowly happen is you'll start to lose the red coloration. So if it gets plenty of sun, the Japanese red maple will stay red. If it's in an area where it's going to get some shade from other trees, because it's not getting enough sunlight, because the pigment color is red instead of green, it needs more sunlight to stay red. If it doesn't get enough sunlight, that the pigment in the leaf will change from red to green so that it can continue to grow. So if the leaves of your Japanese maple are red, it's healthy, don't worry about it. They're living together in harmony. But when the time comes that you're starting to lose the red color, then you may want to think about doing some pruning on your big oak. You don't want to take down the big tree. The big tree is giving you shade during the summer. It's giving you protection from the winds. Don't take it down unless you really, really have to. Thank you, Ellen. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up on the line we have Jan, who's calling about a bleeding heart.
Jan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
Mike, I have another question also, but the bleeding heart, when it is this time of the year, it's gone past and it's yellowed. I'm never sure whether I should cut it back or just let it be. My other question,
back.
I'm sorry, is a buggy question.
That's okay.
By the end of July, beginning of August, I'm finding little holes in the leaves of my flowering plants. I treat them, but I'm wondering if I could catch this in the bud before it happens. Should I start applying something before to prevent it?
Yeah. See, this year, Jan, it's been a tough year because we've had so much rain that you apply the product, no matter what it is, and you get rain within 24 hours. And it's not like it's a drizzle. I mean, it's a driving rain, and it washes, whether it's natural or chemical, right off the plants. And with the best intentions, everybody's yard does not look as good as it should. The grass is absolutely beautiful, and the shrubs and the trees look real good, but the vegetable garden, the annuals, and the perennials are suffering in some fashion. So what you have to say to yourself is, when the sun is out, then I'm going to apply. Now, for one of the basic insecticides, if you want to stay natural, you want to get away from some of the chemicals, the newest product on the market is called Spinosad. S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. Spinosad is the new technology in gardening. It's a bacteria that they found in the Caribbean growing in a soil that had rum remnants dumped on it. And the bacteria was growing on the old rum that had been dumped there. They found it by accident, and it works wonders. I love it. I use it in my garden. And Colorado potato beetles, gone. The tomato hornworms, gone. And a lot of other types of chewing insects. So what you have to do is to make a mental note and say to yourself, these bugs normally get here at this time of the year, so I'm going to apply it. Some years, you don't need it. So what I try and say is, I know the Japanese beetles are coming around the 4th of July, and I keep looking for them. When I see that they arrive, then I treat. It doesn't do any good to try and spray the plant before it gets here, because the chemicals are designed to break down with the rays of the sun, the bacteria in the soil, and so are natural products. So when you see the problem just beginning, nip it in the bud with whatever product you may use. The Spinosad is great for chewing insects. Then you have other products for sucking. But you don't have to put it down if there's no problem. And on your bleeding heart, once they start to turn yellow, that means that the energy above the ground is being sent below the ground. And if they're yellow, kind of flush to the ground, let them rest, and that they'll be ready for next year. If they're still green, leave them alone. Only when they turn yellow. That tells you that everything that was above the ground is now below the ground, being stored for next season. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Cindy on the line. She's got a couple questions for you about slugs and fertilizer.
Cindy, good morning. Do you have slugs?
Yes, we do, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yesterday we noticed quite a few slugs on the green beans all over. What do we do about that? And also, should we put in fertilizer in the garden now? Because everything's growing. The leaves of all the plants are so huge. What should we do about that?
Okay. Well, if everything is growing fine, there's no need to reapply the fertilizer. If you are on the opposite situation where you're getting no new growth, no food production, then definitely apply fertilizer. I just fertilized my gardens 2 weeks ago with an all-natural product, brand new to the market, called BioMatrix. It's like the organic version of Miracle-Gro, made by Organica. And I was really, really surprised because 2 weeks ago, my tomato plants were around 2 feet tall, and I was pretty well discouraged. And I fed it with this BioMatrix, and now my tomatoes are 4 to 5 feet. They should be 6-plus at this time compared to last year. So I fed them with this. This is a lot of microbes, a lot of beneficial bacteria, and they've done very, very well. In your case, you know, if the plants look good, leave them alone. Because if the plants have real big leaves and they're really growing good and you feed them, you run the risk of just getting foliage and not much in the fruit production. Now, on your slugs, they're absolutely everywhere. In fact, my brother-in-law, who lives in Watertown, called me and he said, it's like Alfred Hitchcock out here. They're all over the house. They're on the front stoop. They're every place. And the best and the safest product for slugs is called SlugGo. S-L-U-G-G-O. It's made of iron, the same type of iron that's in a multiple vitamin, not a poison like formaldehyde that's in the old products. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Want to save hundreds of dollars watering your lawn and garden? Simply hose on Organic Water Wizard and reduce your water bill by up to 50%. Organic Water Wizard attracts water to the roots of your lawn and garden, then slowly releases it to the plant to keep them healthy, and you use less water. Why waste water into the ground? Good for your lawn, the garden, your wallet, and the planet. Go to OrganicWaterWizard.com for a retailer near you, or call 888-892-8375. Organic Water Wizard. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Ever think of a rain barrel for your home to collect water from the gutters that can be stored and used when you need it later? Well, Palmetto Rain Barrels are here, and they're beautiful and priced right at $159, delivered to your home. The barrels hold 55 gallons of water made of recycled brown poly and have a brass spigot. This barrel will catch your gardening friend's eyes when they visit your home. Look it over at palmettorainbarrels.com or call 704-808-1113.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Excuse me, 800-259-9231. Early in the program, we were talking with Bruce Baker from the Radius Garden Tools, and they have put together a weekend special for those of you that need to replace some tools. These are tools that are lifetime guarantee. Go to their website and take a look at it. The website is www.radiusgarden.com, and it's RADIUSGARDEN. And they put together a package that tools at 20% off. And remember, these are stainless steel blades, no rusting. The handles are steel and wrapped with a type of poly, and they're guaranteed for life. Jared, who's up next?
Okay, next up on the line we have Margaret, who's calling about a calancho plant.
Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a calancho plant that I've got in 06, and right now it's all viney. The only leaves are at the tips of each branch. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
How tall is it?
It's tall. It's not tall, really. It goes over the pot, down and up, you know. It looks like a hanging plant, weeping, really.
Yeah, okay. It shouldn't be like that. Calanchoe or calancho is a type of plant that produces either yellow, orange, or red flowers, and it normally is a fall and winter blooming. It blooms when the days are short. what I would do is I would take half of the branches that are really looking kind of crazy looking at this point and cut them within 2 to 3 inches of the top of your pot. And wait and see what's going to happen as far as new growth. Once you see the new growth coming and the plant's getting thicker, then take the other 50% of the branches that are drooping all over the side and remove those to the same 3 inches. And that way, instead of having a plant that all the growth is dangling down, you'll have nice bushy plant around the surface. Okay? So just get a rough idea. Say you've got 10 branches. Take 5 of them and cut them to 3 inches from the top of the pot. And feed them with something like the Miracle-Gro or the Neptune Salvis. And then when the new growth begins there, then prune the others. That's what I would do. And that will give you a nice compact plant rather than something that's leggy and is cascading and falling all over the place. Something that looks tidy instead of all weeping and no real shape or character to it. Thank you, Margaret. Go ahead. I'm doing this for your own good, and cut it. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Jim on the line, who's got a question about using wood chips.
Jim, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Recently,
Hi.
We had several large trees cut down in our yard and also a neighbor's yard. These trees included several very large white pine and big spruce trees. The guys who did the cutting did a great job, but they didn't have the equipment to actually physically remove the logs, so they sawed them up and chipped them on site. And
okay.
Those chips are now in our backyard. So consequently, we have several inches of wood chips in the backyard where we had grass and some plantings. We're going to distribute the chips, but I wondered if you had a suggestion for anything that might accelerate the decomposition of wood chips.
Okay. The first thing, Jim, is do not use the wood chips near the house.
Right.
Because it's going to attract termites.
Yes.
Because it's real wood. When you put down pine bark mulch, you're putting down just bark, and that's the dead tissue, like your skin is dead. Okay? So keep it away from the house. Keep it away from young plants because it's in the process of rotting. It's going to steal the nitrogen from the soil. So if you want to prevent plants in the immediate area from becoming discolored or not growing correctly, get yourself some grass fertilizer. Sprinkle the grass fertilizer and work it into your wood chips. The grass fertilizer has a lot of nitrogen, and that will speed the rotting process, turning them black and turning them back into organic matter without robbing the ground of the nitrogen. It's as simple, and if you could do that a couple times a year, it will help